Who would have thought that it would have come to this? I don't know if you heard about it, but kids in school now are having trouble reading clocks. That's right, standard analog clocks. Apparently, they don't know what these big round things are. And the two hands that are moving all around and a bunch of numbers, it's moving and it's confusing all of them. As a matter of fact, during tests, that's when the teacher is saying that they really have to replace all these analog clocks with digital clocks because kids are so used to seeing the time on their cell phone, their computers, and digital clocks. And, you know, I guess you could say it's just a sign of the times. That's right, just hands down, it's happening. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. It's America's largest show about all things digital, your most trusted source. Of course, I'm Kim Komando, your beloved digital goddess here with you once again. And you can find us on over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And of course, we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And we're streaming as a podcast, as a webcast, commercial free, all 3 hours, whenever you want us, over at getkim.com. And a special thank you and salute goes out to all of our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio. I just love this. 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and at 200 ships at sea. You all get the Kim Komando Show, and we love getting your notes and emails as well. And of course, you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. All right, let's start this party already with five things that you need to know about tech. It's happening right now. And I want you to make sure that you're going to check your phone for some apps that deal with mental health and religion. Because let me tell you something, this is a real shocker. You would think that these would be the one apps, right, that would be protecting your privacy? Not so much. Well, first of all, I never really recommend prayer apps because if you think about it, people have been praying successfully for just thousands of years. And with our addiction to smartphones, using mental health apps is like, I don't know, like going to an AA meeting at a bar at happy hour. But that's not all. As I mentioned, these prayer and mental health apps are among the worst. That's right, the worst at protecting your privacy. And think about what these apps deal with. Very, very sensitive issues. Eating disorders, depression, anxiety, PTSD, domestic violence, suicide. Now, in the study conducted by Mozilla, you know them, they're the company behind the browser Firefox, the six worst offenders, one with the absolute worst privacy and security. Here are their names. Pray.com, they should be ashamed of themselves. BetterHelp, Youper, Wobot, Better Stop Suicide. Yeah, and Talkspace. We have the full list posted at komando.com. And May is National Mental Health Month, by the way. It's a good month to evaluate and reevaluate your use of these apps. Number two, what is really going on at TikTok? I read this story at the Wall Street Journal, and I couldn't believe what I read. And I thought, I just need to tell you guys and gals about it. Because the Wall Street Journal is talking about these dementia-related hashtags on TikTok that they've gotten about 3 billion views. Apparently, TikTok users are sharing videos of what life is like living with someone suffering from dementia. They say it's to raise awareness. They say it's to seek advice. But what about privacy? This was my whole shtick. I mean, what about the person who has Alzheimer's or a similar condition? I mean, did they agree to have their life blasted all over social media? I mean, what's going on? Now, a 54-year-old attorney by the name of Dan Salinger, he said he had a very small presence on TikTok at first. That is, until he started posting videos that focused on his 90-year-old father, Ed, who suffers from dementia. Now, the guy has 800,000 TikTok followers. He says he feels a responsibility to protect his dad's dignity while also showing the reality of daily life. I don't know. I mean, this is a double-edged sword. I mean, I've been a caregiver. I don't think that my mom would have wanted those videos out on the internet for everyone to see forever. I mean, maybe this is something that we need to start thinking about putting in our caregiver plans. I mean, social media postings, yay or nay. Number three, what took so long? Google, right? Did you ever hear about the term doxing? That's when someone takes private information about you that they find on the internet, and then they share it with anybody that they can and everybody online, obviously with malicious intent. So Google, of course, tried to start cracking down on that. And they had this online form where you could fill out certain things, give them the URL where you want the stuff removed from. And, of course, they needed, like, a reason to remove this personal information from you on Google. It's like maybe it was your ID number, your bank account, your credit card number somewhere posted online for everybody to see, medical records. But this past week, more options have been added to that Google form. So if you haven't Googled your phone number lately, this is a great time for you to do that, because your phone number, your email address, your physical address, and if your login credentials are posted somewhere on the web, is that now Google says that they are actually going to remove it. We have a link to the form over at commando.com. But it is something to keep in mind that we're going to remove all this information from Google. But what about all those people search sites that still have your name, your address, and your phone number and everything else under the sun? So how can you remove that information? Well, for that, you have to go to another place. And that's another list of things that you can remove over at commando.com. And so we'll take you through all of them. And sometimes it's really hard to find the opt-out form. I mean, you have to dig through the terms and conditions. Maybe you have to send a fax. Yes, I actually said you might have to send a fax. Number four on our five things that you need to know about is, again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, come on, people. Please stop already. It was a list that was posted this past week over at USA Today about the top passwords that CEOs use. And once again, the top of the list was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Number two was, I'm just ashamed to even say this, password. Number three is, I guess everybody thought they were getting really clever. And the third most commonly used password by CEOs is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes, we're never going to guess that. I wonder if anybody has ever tried using like 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, because that would totally mess things up. But anyway, moving on, let's talk about passwords, because we're all tired of passwords, right? Well, big news out this past week that Apple, Google, and Microsoft, yes, three big tech companies, they are saying that they are actually working together to create sign-in technology that's more secure than traditional passwords, at the same time, very convenient, and it's going to have two-factor authentication. It's going to sign you into all your accounts. And this way, any site, any service, any browser, in an app, doesn't matter. You're going to sign in with your smartphone the same way you unlock it, whether it's with a passcode, facial ID, or a fingerprint. So over the next year, these three companies are going to, they say they're going to come in with these new sign-in standards. So maybe all of these passwords will be gone forever. I'm not sure. But you have Windows, Edge is going to work with Google, Android, Chrome, Mac, iOS, as well as Safari. And true story, I went to the dentist recently and I'm sitting there, you know how you're like laying back in that chair. And the dentist looks at me and says, hey, just wondering, have you been flossing regularly? And I looked at him and I said, let me ask you a question. Have you been changing your passwords, using unique passwords for all your different logins regularly? I don't think he's going to ask me if I've been flossing again. Finally, number five, here's your chance to own a $1,500 water bottle. What? Yes. Talking about Elizabeth Holmes and that sham of a company, Theranos. Even though it dissolved in 2018, it's totally making the headlines. And if you're looking for something to watch, if you haven't seen it yet on Hulu, it's called The Dropout. It's about Elizabeth Holmes and about her partner and how she just pulled the wool over so many people's eyes, including like people like Larry Ellison. I mean, that mega billionaire founder of Oracle who just gave $1 billion to Twitter with Elon Musk. I mean, yeah, she even pulled the wool over his eyes. So here's the deal. With all the renewed interest in Theranos and The Dropout and Elizabeth Holmes and the trial that continues, comes the desire for people to own a little piece of history. That's right. You can find a few supposedly authentic Theranos items on eBay. It's all merch, of course, that they had when they were flying high. Now, listen to some of these prices. An empty folder with a Theranos logo on the front is currently listed for $50. Okay, it's just a file folder with the logo on it. A pack of 5 ballpoint pens with the logo sold earlier this week. How much do you think? Yeah, over $100. There's also a used fleece pullover, complete with the Theranos logo stitched on one of the sleeves. It can be yours for $500 and $20 to ship it out. Now, there are a couple of listings for what are supposedly authentic water bottles. One has a few scuffs, so it's only going for about $300. This is probably the most money that the company ever made. The other buy it now price of $1,500. That's right, a water bottle with 20 people watching it. $1,500 for a water bottle. It's the perfect size bottle to just pour your money right down the drain. All right. Still to come this hour, it's just totally loaded with all kinds of tips, tricks, and secrets. And we're going to be talking about what you lose when you actually put your phone into low power mode. And in our digital privacy tip, we're talking about these hidden AirTag trackers. How do you really know that someone hasn't put one on your person, in your car, in your backpack, your jacket? And of course, we just had the best callers in the history of talk radio here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And if you love all things digital, I just want to remind you about the free Kim Komando Show newsletters. My gosh, we've had them going for over 20 years now. And if you're not signed up or if you're not getting all the ones that you want, because we always add new newsletters to depending upon what people ask about, is head over to komando.com/subscribe. That's KOMANDO.com/subscribe. And there are some newsletters that I think are really essential, like our morning report, our breaking news, our tips of the day, our weekend update, as well as the current. And so those are four essential newsletters, but we have many more newsletters for you to choose from. And then also there's this whole preference center right now. So if you like Windows, Mac, Android, you name it, just make sure that you update your preferences over at komando.com/subscribe. And moments away from exactly what low power mode means for your smartphone, but how about we start this great hour, the Kim Komando Show, with David in Bar Harbor, Maine. Hello there, David.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for your call today. What's going on?
I have a security system, a Swan system. It's okay. Probably maybe 8 years old, eight cameras, and I have it connected, so not as much for security because up here where I live, it's pretty safe. We don't really have any problem. But my mother-in-law lives down in Maryland, okay, about 800 miles away, and she likes to keep an eye on us. So as we go out in the yard or shovel snow, she loves it when I'm shoveling snow.
of course, she's your mother-in-law. Make that guy work. Make him get him out there.
Great. So this system is starting to fail, and I'm wondering what is a good system now?
How many cameras do you have?
I have eight.
Okay, you have eight. And it's strictly just so she can check out. Do you have cameras inside, too, or just outside?
No, just outside.
Okay, just outside.
All right. Looks at the property. You know, we want that secrecy in the house.
Well, you know, I was thinking it was a little weird, just to let you know. I'm like, okay, the guy has mother-in-law, like, looking in the kitchen, seeing what they're doing all over. No. Well, you know, probably the easiest cameras to use and to set up are Nest cams, right? And they have outdoor housings, and they have some that run on batteries now for 2 years. You don't need to change them. Matter of fact, you know, you just kind of you just take it out of the box and you slap it up, and it's become fairly easy. The problem is that I think for your situation, it may not be the best. Because you can buy a system of eight cameras, and it will be a lot less costly because each outdoor camera, let's just say for giggles with the casing and everything else, you know, let's say we're just roughing it, it's like $200 a pop, $150 a pop or something like that.
Right.
Okay, so if we start adding that up, well, that's $1,600. Okay, you and I, you know, we had math in school, okay, so we don't need our phone to do that.
No.
And so I think if I can – to give you a link to it's a company called RioLink. I seem to recommend them a lot here on the show. Is that she can sign in and she can see all eight cameras at once, and then she can point and choose and see which. Okay, then she can just point and choose and see which one that she wants to zoom in on, and then you could actually have it record if you wanted to on a DVR. But a system like this is about $900, $800 or $900. And, you know, you don't have any recurring fees. You don't have these monthly subscriptions and good things like that. So let me do this. Let me put a link over inside the Komando community. And what that means, David, is that if you go to komando.com/community, is these are people that actually, you know, pay to have early access to the show, and they use the message boards and things like that. And I'd love for you to become a member. But here nor there on the Q&A message board, is that's where I go ahead and I link everything that you might need in order to take a look at my recommendation. And so, again, that's over inside commando.com/community. And then I'll put a link to the RealLink camera over in the tech Q&A forum. And let's talk about low power mode. Okay, it's the dreaded moment. It happens when your phone's battery is almost dead. You forgot your charger, so it says, hey, would you like us to put your phone in low power mode? And you're like, oh, that's so nice. Thank you for that. All right. You lose a lot. For starters, if your phone is on 5G, it goes to 4G. You won't be able to check email, update your news, weather, other apps. Your Hey, whoever they are, Siri, Google, doesn't work. Your notes, your appointments, docs, everything aren't going to be synced up to the cloud until you're at least 80% charged back up. So what you want to do is just carry a portable battery charger with you or just charge your phone up before you leave. Stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls and more tips coming up here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, coming up later in this hour, some shocking new research. If you have an Amazon Echo, you don't want to miss that. And let me tell you about LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs makes it quick and easy to filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and who you'd like to hire. You can create a free job post in minutes to reach your network and beyond. Post your job for free today at linkedin.com/Kim. Terms and conditions apply. All right, before we go to all of your phone calls, as well as how to find out if there's a hidden tracker in your person or in your car, I get this question a lot. If you have an old computer laying around with the right free software, you can turn it into a home media server. This is really a lot of fun. And this home media server can hold all of your movies, your photos, your music, your videos. And it's really straightforward to set up. You just need the right software for the job. And for this, you're going to use server software, specifically media server software, Kodi or Plex. Now, these three programs are going to categorize, organize the content stored on that old computer. And then, this is great too, on your devices, you can have the apps. And the apps give you access and let you stream content directly right there from your home media server. Now, let me tell you, Plex is actually easier to install than Kodi. And Plex gives you access to also 130 live TV channels, and they have 20,000 free on-demand movies. Kodi has a slew of add-ons too. But remember, both Kodi and Plex are free to use. So you can try one out and see which one that you like the best. All right, back to the phones we go with Ryan in Lewiston, Idaho. Hello there, Ryan.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it. What's going on? How can I help you out?
Well, just wondering about internet filters. I've been using Kaspersky SafeKids, and it's been really good. It's only $14.99 a year, and I've been just really happy with it. But now I'm hearing about security risks of doing business with Kaspersky.
Yeah, that's a problem. So that is a problem.
Your thoughts, yeah.
Because, you know, see, the problem is, if you think about it, is that they have, I don't know, 8 million customers, Kaspersky does, and it is a Moscow-based company. Yeah. And if somebody wanted to send down some malicious content to DDoS or to spread malware, all they would have to do is just push down an update, right? An automatic update. And then they would have this army of computers that could infiltrate and do all kinds of damage. So that's why my recommendation was, as soon as this whole Ukraine-Russia war started, was to make sure that you don't use any type of Kaspersky software. Now, Kaspersky has come out and said, no, don't worry about us. We're in Moscow, but it doesn't mean that Vladimir Putin can tell us what to do. Okay, yeah, and? Okay. Sure, I think I might believe that. Maybe. I don't. So. Yeah. And so that's why you don't want to use the Kaspersky software. And you're right. I mean, it's fairly decent. It's only $15 a year. But I'm really glad that you called in, because there's actually another free alternative that you might like. There's a website called OpenDNS, and they have something called Family Shield. And it works pretty much like Kaspersky. You can set up profiles and you can block things at the server level or at the router level. You can also just check categories. Like, I don't want any adult-themed websites. I don't want any tobacco. But I will tell you that when I had this on our computers, when Ian, my son, was growing up, is that my husband Barry came in to me and he's like, this crap has to stop now. And I'm like, what? He goes, I can't get to my Sicar website. And so I was like, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Because I checked tobacco. So there's some, like, little play in there, as far as actually setting it up. But of course, you know, if you want to pay for it, you know, Custudio for families is actually, it's going to give you a lot more features as far as being able to see parameters and set schedules and things like that. But that's going to be $150 a year. So, you know, why don't you try the Open DNS, see if that, you know, kind of fits the bill. It might. It's been around for a long time, so they've kind of worked out a lot of the issues. And it's at opendns.com/FamilyShield. That's opendns.com/FamilyShield. Ryan, thank you so much for your call. I'm going to go ahead and post that link over inside the Q&A forums, and that's inside the Commando community, of course, commando.com/community in the Q&A forums. All right. I don't know if you saw it in the news, but it seems like it was all over about this family that went to Disney World from Tennessee. And they get back to their hotel room and they're looking at their various things. And maybe they were even Disney World. I don't know the exact specifics. But the 17-year-old daughter thought she was being tracked by a Google AirTag. Now, if you're unfamiliar with Google AirTags, they're about the size of a quarter. You buy four for $100. And they are being used by, unfortunately, people who are trying to stalk others. And Apple is coming up with some new ways to identify them. But back to the family in Disneyland. As it turns out, is that the daughter was not being tracked by an AirTag. See, the way that the AirTags work is that they find the AirTag's location through cellular triangulation, but also by using other AirTags. And so many people in Disney World were carrying around AirTags that it was tracking her wherever she went. But here's the deal. Apple will alert you if you are being tracked. It'll give you a sound, and you get a notification that says AirTag detected near you. If you have an Android, it's really bad, just saying, is that you have to download and get this program, this app called Tracker Detect. And then it detects an AirTag that has been near you for 10 minutes. Okay. It plays a sound. And then you have to keep scanning. And keep scanning to find any possible AirTags manually. Apple definitely has to do a better job of that. So Apple says, okay, we're going to try to make these AirTags better. Because if you think about it, they just need to push down some updates for this. So they're going to have more privacy warnings. Okay, they're going to put up this big thing that says, oh, you know, you can't be using this to stalk somebody. Click okay to agree. Okay, well, that's not going to do anything. They're going to make the alert to be more specific. And where the device is located near you with precision finding. That should have been there from the beginning. And then they say they're going to update the support article on their website. Wow, thanks a lot. I really appreciate that. So the bottom line here for you is that in this tip that we wrote out on the website is that we're going to tell you how you can find the AirTag, what you should do if you do see one. And these are step-by-step instructions. And so if you ever need this information, I just want you to know that you can find it. You can trust it because it's over at commando.com. And if you have anybody who's in kind of a strained relationship, a weird relationship, domestic violence, make sure that you share this article with them as well so that this way they know exactly what's going on. If they do hear a sound or if they do see an alert, if they're on Android, how they know to look for an Apple AirTag. And you can find it all free for the taking over at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.com. And once you're there, there's a link at the top that says Kim's Show. All right, still to come this hour, we have more of your phone calls as well as shocking new research about Amazon Echoes. They're just not going to believe this here on the Kim Commando Show. Hey, I don't know why this sort of stuff just happens. It just breaks out of nowhere. The toilet just runs and runs and runs. You hear that sound. It's like mocking you, like, you should know better. I am in control. So then you put your hand on the inside of the tank. Did that myself the other day. And it fixes it just for a little while. And then it just breaks again. Only I was having dinner guests over. Problem. So I could Google a plumber. Okay, but then we all know that when you Google, scammers are just waiting for people in a bind and they need someone fast. And you might find a real plumber, but who knows if they're going to do a great job. So instead, do what I did. You just open up the Angie app. And Angie takes all the hassles and frustrations out of getting the right people to do things around your house, especially in a hurry. And the plumber who came over, he was professional, quick, and he charged a fair price. And he even guaranteed his work. He told me if it breaks again in the next month, he's going to come back and fix it for free. Okay, That's just not fixing things. That's fixing things the best way. I've used Angie to redo the front landscaping, put in party lights in the backyard, finding a great housekeeper. Now, previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. And I love how Angie just saves me time and money with getting these home projects done just stress-free. You can search reviews, request quotes, book and pay for them all in a few taps. So for hundreds of those everyday jobs, Angie gives you clear upfront pricing. Whether it's power washing, appliance repairs, roofing, home cleaning, gutter cleaning, pest patrol, window cleaning, fence repair, even remodeling. Name your project, Angie's going to step in and help you get it all done in a jiffy. Angie is a trusted home improvement source that can help. Home projects have never been so simple. So make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com or download the free Angie mobile app today. That's Angie.com, A-N-G-I.com, or download the free app. All right, back to the phones we go with Rosanna in Goodyear, Arizona. Hello there, Rosanna.
Yes, hi. How are you?
So does everybody just sing you that song? Rosanna, Rosanna, do they?
Yes, I've been immortalized. Yes, I have.
You're like, yes, oh, my gosh. If somebody, it's like when I meet people for the first time, and Rosanna, people say, oh, I bet you go commando. Like, I've never heard that before, you know? Like,
right.
Okay, that was new.
Right.
All right, so what's going on?
I was excited.
Oh, well, thank you.
Because I actually drive by your office there on 7th Street quite a bit.
Oh, thank you.
Like, oh, my gosh. So thank you for taking time for me.
Oh, you betcha.
So my issue is my internet. I have Cox Communications. You know, I'm spending like $250-plus every month.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
It's frustrating. I just don't want to keep paying that. You know, I live out, you know, in the West Valley here in, you know, in Goodyear, and it's just, I just need to have a better option. I don't like throwing my money away.
No, nobody does. So is the $250, is that all of your TV and internet and phone?
No,
is that what it is?
No, that's my internet.
Why is it so much?
That's my internet. Cox, and I do have a fax that I run because I'm a notary as well, but...
You said you have a fax line?
Oh,
is that it?
Yeah, I do have a fax line with Cox as well. So, I mean, you know, it's not all the bells and whistles. It's a fax. But Cox, you know, it's like, well, if I don't bundle and do all their other stuff, you know, it is high-speed internet, but I don't want to pay that much money. There's got to be a better alternative.
Here's what you need to do. Number one is I want you to make sure that you're getting the package that you need. Okay. And so I'm going to send you links to do all this, Rosanna. But what you're going to do is you're going to do a speed test. So let's make sure the speed that they say that they're giving you is the speed that you're getting. If you're getting internet and cable, you may be getting a faster package that you just don't need. Okay. And in addition to that, when you first sign up for Cox or any other cable company, it seems like they give you all these free promos, right? Like you get a sports package, the regional package, whatever it is. And then after 6 months or a year, all of a sudden it's like, oh, it wasn't free anymore. And that keeps tacking on the bill, right? So
right.
I want you to make sure that that's not on there. If you are renting your modem and renting your router, you're going to save money by buying those. And so those could be additional costs on there. Now, before you quit the cable altogether, what you do is you call Cox and you say, you know what? You go to the website and find out what's the cheapest package you can get. Okay. Now, then you call them up and say, I want that package. And they'll say, well, you can't do that because you're an existing customer. Then you ask to speak to somebody in the retention department. Okay. The retention department has the ability to lower this bill for you. Okay.
Okay.
And versus the rep who you just get on the front line isn't able to do that. So if you ask to speak to somebody in the retention department, then it's easier to keep a customer than find a new one. And you may find that they're going to slash your bill just to keep you as a current customer. Okay. And they may say this is going to be good for 6 months because you're going to say, you know what, I can't afford it. I lost my job, inflation, whatever it may be. Everything's gone up. Okay, I got to make a choice. So it's either going to be you or I'm going to go over to T-Mobile because they're telling me that I can get $50 a month to have my internet through T-Mobile. So you do all that. Now, about the fax line, you know, you can – because you're a notary. Are you sending a lot of faxes?
Right now I'm not. You know how things ebb and flow, and I took another position, so I'm just, you know, it's like, all right, I can do that on, you know, on the side, you know, so it's not like I'm doing a whole lot with it right now.
Because, you know, there are free fax services. And that will give you where you can send a fax, you can receive a fax for free. You get like a certain number of faxes per month. Maybe it's 10 or 15 faxes per month. So everything is done over the internet. So you don't need a quote unquote fax line. Okay. You'll get a phone number that somebody could send you a fax to and you could receive a fax. And then, of course, if you find yourself doing this, e-fax, I think, is like, I don't know, $20-$30 a month, something like that, to have an account. Now, the free faxes, okay, what's the catch? Okay. The catch is that when they get your fax or when you get a fax, there's an ad for something on it, maybe like Vistaprint or something, but who cares? It's free, you know, so what?
Right.
But you do get a fax number. So that may also be a way that you could save some money. On this Cox bill. So before we totally cut Cox or cut the cable, let's go through some of these basic procedures and these basic methods. And then maybe after the fact, you know, we'll be able to, you know, keep Cox and then you get the bill down and then we don't have to worry about, you know, changing things and email addresses and good stuff like that. So, Rosanna, I'm going to put a whole bunch of tips for you over inside the Q&A forum in the Commando community. And next time you drive by, I want you to wave. Brian in Cincinnati, Ohio. Hello there, Brian.
All right. Hi, Kim. How are you today?
I'm good. What's going on?
Hey, I'm looking for a talk-to-text program. I use the talk-to-text on my phone all the time, but I don't have one for my laptop. So I wanted to know what for basically emails and Microsoft Word for drafting some documents. So I wanted to know if there's free stuff out there and, you know, privacy wise, if they're going to, you know, try and record everything I say or get everything on my computer, or if I should pay for one that's got, you know, a reasonable price on it.
Well, you know what? You have come to the right place. You have. What kind of laptop do you have?
I have a Lenovo IdeaPad 340, I believe.
And you're running Windows 11 or 10?
Yes, Windows 11.
All right, perfect. Okay, well, here's what's going to be really great, Brian. You're going to love this, is that you already have everything that you need to do talk-to-type. I mean, you already have it built in. Windows has speech recognition built in. All you do is you open a document, your email, anything else that you want to dictate. You hold down the Windows key and you press H, and then you're going to trigger the dictation toolbar. Then you just talk, you dictate, and when you're done, you press Windows key and H to turn it off. So you don't need to buy anything. You don't need to do anything. It's already built into Windows. And so I'll post a link for that, too, over inside the Commando community. Stay right where you are. Some shocking research about Amazon Echoes here on the Kim Commando Show. Okay, new research has found that whatever you ask Alexa is not only saved by Amazon and third-party tracking services, but get this, it's also shared, as in sold, to as many as 40 different advertising partners. And these companies, they say, use your data to build a profile, your habits, so they can spoon-feed you ads, and then the data can be sold to who knows who. So what you do is you go to amazon.com/adprefs, and then there's an option that says, do not show me interest-based ads. Once again, that's amazon.com/adprefs, as in advertising preferences. If you missed that address, it's over on our website. Stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour coming up here on the Westar Multimedia Network. You know, I never heard about this before, and I didn't know why. The guy's name is Nick Mead, and he's a tank collector from the United Kingdom. Yes, I said he's a tank collector. I mean, everybody has to collect something, I guess. And he owns a company that provides tanks and armored vehicles for, he says, driving classes, TV shows, film props. And he says occasionally, quote-unquote, epic parties. Okay, so he bought a tank, and it's an ex-Iraqi Army Type 69. And by how he got it, he traded a howitzer and a British Army truck. Anyway, valued together $37,000 with an eBay seller. So he gets this ex-Iraqi Army Type 69 tank. Okay. When he gets it back to his shop, now remember, he bought this on eBay. Inside the fuel tanks, he found gold bars, not just one or two or three gold bars. He found $2.4 million in gold bars. Wow. Inside this tank. I bet it was awfully heavy. Okay. Awfully Gehevi. Okay, let me explain. AU is gold on the periodic table. All right. I'm sorry, you guys and gals. You're just a tough crowd, all right? Just a tough crowd. And welcome once again to another hour of America's Most Trusted Source about all things digital. I'm, of course, Kim Komando here with you once again. And you can find us in over 425 top stations from coast to coast. And, of course, we're always streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find us streaming as a podcast and also as a webcast so you can watch the show and go behind the scenes. All 3 hours commercial-free whenever you want over at GetKim.com. Once again, that's GetKim.com. And a special thank you goes out to our servicemen and women in the Space Force, the Coast Guard, the Air Force, the Navy, the Marines, and the Army who are listening to the Kim Komando Show right now on the American Forces Network Radio. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. I'd love to hear from you. I'm sure you have at least, I don't know, a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And that number is 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, let's start this hour with five things that you need to know about consumer tech to keep you up to date that will make a difference in your life. And, you know, for, I don't know, it seems like a couple of years we've been talking about Elon Musk's, well, not just Twitter, but SpaceX and also his Starlink satellite broadband service. And basically his idea is to canvas the entire globe with satellites that will beam down broadband internet access. So if you live in a rural area, or maybe you want an option than just your local cable companies, that you can have that. It's not cheap, let me tell you that. It's $600 for the equipment. Then the service is $110 a month. But now you have an added bonus if you'd like to travel. So I thought this was interesting. That's why I wanted to pass it along. Because I'm thinking maybe the cable companies are going to hear about this and they're saying, whoa, we should be doing this too. It's called portability. And what it allows you to do is to use your Starlink service when you're not at home. Say if you're camping or if you're out of town, you're at your second home. It costs $25 a month, so it brings that monthly to $135. And it only works on the continent where it's service. Well, that makes sense. You also have to carry some equipment with you. And it doesn't work if you're in motion, so it's not going to work on the highway or in your RV. Even when stationary, Starlink says you might experience a degraded service. So, for example, when you're watching TV, you're watching your streaming show, maybe you're watching that great show where that's called Say Yes to the Dress, and the wedding ceremony goes great, and everybody's dancing and having a great time, and the cake is wonderful. Number two, let Google Assistant handle that password for you. Last year, Google announced a new thing that will streamline the process, help, and it's going to start to roll out to Google Assistant. And basically, if your credentials, your login, your passwords are caught up in a data breach, it's going to let you know. So here's how it works. Chrome on Android will detect that one of your passwords has been compromised. So you get the notification as usual. But now there's a new prompt. It's being added that Google Assistant will change your password right then and there automatically for you. You just tap the button. And it's all done for you. It's convenient, but here's an idea. I just want you to remember that anytime you store your credentials in a browser, if somebody else has access to your login in your browser, that they have your credentials too. And keep in mind that Google wants your data, and it's not on iOS yet, but it is coming. And if you really want to secure your passwords, you might want to think about getting a password manager. Number three. TikTok and dancing and making money. Makes me want to really start dancing on our TikTok account. If you haven't checked out our TikTok account, by the way, go to TikTok.com/Kim Komando or search for Kim Komando. And there, our magnificent millennial Matt has been posting some TikTok videos. But I'm thinking maybe I might be dancing after thinking about this. TikTok is now going to be sharing some of the revenue with creators whose videos run aside certain ads. It's called TikTok Plus, and it's not a small cut. It's not like 3% or 5% or 10%. You could get 50% of all advertising revenue with approved creators. So who does this apply to? Creators with at least 100,000 followers. Oh, darn it. We don't have that. So if you're on TikTok right now, do me a favor, follow us. Just, I don't care if you ever even go to TikTok. Just go ahead and follow me, Kim Komando, on TikTok. And they're going to put some ads alongside the top 4% of all videos. Now, this sounds vaguely familiar to you. Well, because it sounds and works kind of like YouTube that pays creators 55% of the cut. Now, TikTok Pulse is set to launch over the next month, rolling out to other countries. just remember, this is money that you're earning, and you're going to have to pay Uncle Sam. It's called the tick-tock tick-tax. All right, number four, you better start trimming those nose hairs, and let me tell you why. Because if you are on an Apple Watch, the Dick Tracy, let's have a video call, could be happening right now. Not from Apple, which means Apple should be copying this and getting it very soon. I'm talking about a third-party watch strap that has a built-in camera. It's called the Wrist Cam. And it was announced in 2020. It sounds familiar to me, too. The main purpose is to take photos and videos using one or two cameras. There's a 2-megapixel selfie cam above the watch face, an 8-megapixel forward-facing camera. Can hold 2,000 photos, up to an hour of video. It's pretty bulky. But now it's being updated to allow video calling, similar to FaceTime, but it is not FaceTime. You start by attaching the special band to your watch. You download the app, and then you pair it. Video calls are made through the Wrist Cam app. Now, here's the downside. Whoever you're calling also has to have the app. So I don't really think this is something that's going to take off, but it is something, as I did say, that Apple's going to say, this looks like a good idea for us, doesn't it? Finally, number five, let's party like it's 2006. Yes. Do you remember the Nintendo Wii? Yes, I had one too. Released, can you believe this, 16 years ago. And it wasn't like your typical video console because you had the Wii remote and the nunchuck. And it made a huge hit because you could jump around and you could have some exercise and baseball, tennis, bowling, golf, and, you know, boxing. If you did boxing on the Nintendo Wii, you could actually work up a sweat. Now, the problem is a lot of people didn't follow the recommendations. That would be me, because they had these straps and put around your wrist. So in case you like threw the remote, that's going to hit something. And then so many people were throwing these nunchucks into the TVs. Well, today, if you have a Nintendo Switch, you can see where I'm going with this. The controllers are called Joy-Cons. And there's a new game that was recently released called Nintendo Switch Sports. It looks like Wii Sports from the mid-2000s. So now that the reports are out again, players are not securing the controllers with their hands. And so one player who's live streaming on Twitch accidentally let go of the Joy-Con controller while playing tennis, and he broke the monitor. There are so many reports of broken TVs on Reddit, too. And I saw one being sold for parts. A broken screen, no way to adjust the volume. It was really sad that this happened because of a video game. And, you know, it was a good deal. It was like $10. It sounds like something you couldn't just turn down. Okay, coming up in just a few moments, if you have an old TV, speaking of, you can turn it into a smart TV. Yes, you can, for about $30. We have Brand New or Not True, and I'm telling you, this week's incredibly difficult. I spent some extra time on it just to kind of stump you, so make sure that you're joining us. And then in our digital life hacks tips, we have some free stuff that you can get with your cable subscription you don't want to miss. And then later on, well, if you're looking for a job, yes, another scam I need to tell you about. And of course, we have all of your great phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, if you're shy, you don't want to come on a national radio show, I understand that because, well, there's just millions and millions of people listening and you might be scared, is that you can still send me your question. And then I'll answer that question here on the show in one of our newsletters or maybe as a tip on the site. And you can do that by heading over to Komando.com. That's Komando.com. And in the right-hand corner of Komando.com, there's, well, there are a few links, but the link that I want you to pay attention to, it says email Kim. That would be me. And I read every single email that you send. And while you're there, I'll go ahead and click that link that says free newsletters and sign up for the Kim Komando Show newsletters. So this way you get our breaking news, our morning report, you get our tips, the current, all kinds of great things like that. And while you're there, make sure that you always set your preferences over at komando.com/subscribe. William in Cleveland, Ohio. Hello there, William.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Kim.
You got it. What's going on?
Well, I don't know if you saw my email or not, but I am just basically kind of frustrated with Windows, same as I have been for years. Typical story. It's probably typical to you. I have a laptop, HP laptop running Windows, what's the second latest, 10, I guess, and it just
11,
seems that...
whatever, yes, okay.
Whatever. it's not the brand new one, but, well, you know, my Apple, yeah, I still use one, and my iPhone, despite their age... they seem to function and respond quickly, but, you know, with Windows, I'm doing everything that I think I should be. I run disk cleanup, disk defragmenter, I use Viper, antivirus, I keep it up to date.
I don't know. I think I'm doing everything that I should be. I run Crab Cleaner, but by the time I power it on to the time I'm getting to Chrome, my browser, it can be a good 7-8 minutes sometimes. And it's just like...
So frustrating.
Counting the spinning blue wheel of death or whatever they call it. It's not even counting that. If it's just the case that the laptop happens to be getting old, I get it. But why over time, what physical attributes change about the computer? To me, it's seemingly nothing. That it's a software thing.
It's a software.
And if that's the case with Windows, why shouldn't I just abandon Windows altogether then? It's hard to do, though.
Well, you know, it's a common problem. I mean, they call it Windows for a reason, right? D-O-Z-E, right? I mean, it's a common culprit. And what you said is really fascinating because I, too, have an old Apple MacBook that's probably, I think it might be 9 or 10 years old, and that thing still works. Okay, it may not be fast, but it doesn't take forever for it to boot up like a Windows machine
does. A coworker told me something very similar.
And Windows just, I think it's just crappy code. I think it's just, even though Microsoft says that we started the operating system, I think it's just too many patches upon patches and upon patches and too many calls to this area or that area. And then you've got, you know, incompatibility with maybe certain chips and memory and then different apps and programs. I just and maybe because it's not a closed ecosystem like Apple, but the Windows machines, they really just they don't seem to be working as well as an Apple machine. And, you know, just as a little fun fact for you, I think this is fascinating. Which operating system do you think has more lines of code? Is it Windows or is it Apple? Which operating system has more lines of code? Now, if you're watching us over at commando.com inside the Commando community, I want you to go ahead and post your answer right now. Is it Windows or Mac? Okay, I'll give you a second. The answer is Mac. Mac actually has more lines of code, 87 million lines of code versus Windows at 55 million lines of code. So if you've got an old Windows machine, and you'd mentioned Chrome, William, and if you want to give it new life without just tossing it out or saying, you know, this is time in my life that I'll never get back, 7 or 8 minutes every time I want to start a laptop, is that you don't need to do that and you don't need to buy a new laptop. If you have an older laptop, Windows laptop, what I want you to do is take a look at Chrome Flex. This is a new operating system from Google that will breathe new life into old laptops. Now, it's not going to have all the bells and whistles of Windows. It's going to be like, you know, a souped-up Chrome browser. But that thing's going to start when you want it to start. It's not going to be bogged down with all this stuff that you mentioned, the Crab Cleaner and the defragger and everything else that you have to do. And we've got links on how to install it. Just make sure you have everything backed up off that Windows machine, obviously, that you might need. And, of course, you can always use our sponsor, iDrive, for that. If you use promo code Kim, you get a whole bunch off. I think it's like 90%. But you might want to try this Chrome Flex. It's a new operating system, as I mentioned, from Google. And it's just like a souped-up version of the Chrome browser. We've got links on how to set it up and how to use it over at commando.com. And trust me, your frustrations are heard nationwide. Everybody who just heard your call, William, are like, yeah, that's what it takes with Windows. All right, so you got an old TV laying around and you're wishing that it had some smarts. Now, here's the big secret that the TV manufacturers don't want you to know is that you can bring that old TV into the streaming age for about $30. So as long as your old TV has an HDMI port, you can use it to watch your favorite streaming shows on Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, HBO, and more. You just need a streaming service dongle that plugs in to the TV's HDMI port. Now, for this, you got three solid options. If you're an Amazon Prime member, the $20 Amazon Fire TV Stick gives you movie, shows, music on Prime Video, Prime Audio. Next up is Google Chromecast. For about $30, you get access to any streaming service that has an app for your iPhone or Android. But for the ultimate, you may want to look at Roku, their Streaming Stick Plus. And you can find links to all three streaming dongles right now over at commando.com. And stay right where you are. Coming up is Brand New or Not True here on the Kim Commando Show. All right. Brand New or Not True is America's favorite radio game show sensation, where you can play along at home and guess, is it brand new or is it just not true? And I make up the two fake products. Yes, they come out of this brain of mine. And then there's always the real product. So it's up to you to decide which is the real product, two or fake. One is real, once again. And I don't give out product names when I'm describing them because some people, some people have cheated. That's right. And so we don't give out any product names, but we always have a special guest contestant. And you can also be a guest contestant by heading over to commando.com and filling out that form. It says email Kim. And this week is Nancy in San Clemente, California. Beautiful San Clemente. Hello there, Nancy.
Hi there, Kim. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Now, you know, if you win Brand New or Not True, a lot of people are trying to just ask me if they can buy this. And I say, no, it's just exclusive. This is just exclusive for Brand New or Not True winners. And that is the official Kim Commando Show fanny pack valued at $24.99. Right. So you're pretty excited to win it, I bet, huh?
Of course, yes.
And what do you do in San Clemente?
I'm a commercial insurance agent.
Oh, great. You're going to love these products, then. I bet you're going to be, this is really going to be something. So do you deal with ransomware insurance?
We do. We do, yes, for businesses. Yeah.
And, you know, because I just took a look at my policy and our agent was telling us that the prices have gone up with ransomware insurance and the coverage has gone down. I'm like, that doesn't seem right to me.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, because of what's going on out there, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of that going on. So
exactly.
We're, you know, it's important. If you're a business, you got to have it.
I know. It's ridiculous. All right. So two products are fake. One is real. Okay. And we're going to start with product number one. You ready? You got your thinking cap on, yeah. Nancy? Because we're going to go right now. Product number one. When's the last time you weighed yourself, Nancy?
This morning.
Excellent. We've been weighing ourselves forever. You know, I looked this up. The most ancient relics were discovered near present-day Pakistan, and they date back to 2000 BC. People were weighing themselves. The first scales were two plates attached to an overhead beam. Wow, isn't that something? That's a true story. So now you can get a piece of tech that if you crushed a scale with your doctor, that never leaves you alone, Nancy. Okay, with this new scale, you can get your weight, but could you imagine? It tells you the fat mass of your whole body, your percentage of body fat. And then it separates it by the fat in your legs, the fat in your arms, the fat in your waist. And then it comes up also with a vascular age. That's the age of your arteries. On top of that, it gives you a neuropathy scale and score. All of this is done. A bar comes up through the scale, if you can imagine this, and it sends low voltage electrical currents through your body. Wow. Gives you all these stats about your weight. Wouldn't that be great? If someone steals this scale, I'm confident that they won't get away with it. Price is going to be about $1,499 when it comes out. Product number two. Thanks to the global pandemic, Nancy, we've all become, can you fill in the blank, germaphobes. That's right. We sanitize our doorknobs and ourselves, but we haven't given a lot of thought to our sheets. New Micron Germalogic technology combined with a self-cleaning system is woven into these new sheet fibers for your bed. The combination of gold and copper allows the sheets to remain cleaner by fighting germs, bacteria, fungus, viruses, and other pathogens. Now, these new sensors built in the sheets also track when it's time for you to wash your sheets. You pair your sheets with an app on your smartphone, and then you get notifications when the sheets have reached a 10% bacteria pathogen factor. No more washing your sheets before you really, really, really have to. The price of the sheets vary on size, but a typical queen size starts at $229. Includes the flat, the fitted sheets, two standard pillowcases. And in case you're wondering, the sheets do work on a waterbed. You just need to use spring water. Product number three. Okay, I heard you laugh about that one. We've been using keyboards for a long time, so we all know the shortcuts. Control A selects everything. Control F finds a phrase on a page. Control P to print. But which ones get used the most? Control CV, copy and paste, of course. So wouldn't it be great instead of having to press two keys, you could just press one key? Well, the future is here. It's a keyboard extension that plugs into your computer's USB port. And it has a C, a V, and a third key, anything that you want. So from now on, you just press one key. No more two keys for you. You can program it any way that you want. And if you can't see the end, you've lost control, you have no home, and you don't think there's escape, this is the product for you. $29.99. It's a tough week, isn't it, Nancy? This is tough. So you've got product number one is the, I guess you'd call it the ultimate weighing scale, something like that. Number two are some new sheets that tell you when you're going to need to wash them. And product number three are a new way to get shortcuts off your keyboard. So, Nancy, it's for the official Kim Komando Show fanny pack. It's a big prize. Which of the three do you think is the real product?
I think the sheets are real.
Okay, Nancy is going with the sheets, product number two. And what do the judges say?
I'm so excited to introduce Body Scan.
Body Scan
is much more than a smart scale. It's the first at-home connected health station.
Yes. So you stand on this, and it tells you everything. It tells you where all your body fat is. It tells you how your arteries are doing, how your kidneys are functioning, by putting electrical currents through your body. I don't know if that sounds like something I'd want, but it seems like TMI, too much information that you give a moment. Yes, and it's going to be coming out from a company called Y Things, and they've been around for a while. They have this scale that you can stand on, and then it will – people are always freaking out because it's connected to the internet, and they always think like, oh, gosh, you know, this scale's going to post my weight on Facebook. Not really, but it does keep track of everything along the way. So you didn't win the Kim Komando Show fanny pack, but because you're such a great contestant, we're going to send you one anyway because you were wonderful
cool.
for playing along. All right, so I know you have a question for me. What's on your mind?
So I have two printers that I want to donate. One of them's an Epson, and the other one is an HP. They're all in ones.
Okay.
And I thought I heard or read that you need to wipe out your data that you've copied or scanned before you give it away because someone can, you know, get a hold of that. And that's what I can't figure out how to do. I've reset all the settings back to factory settings,
sure.
but that
mm-hmm.
doesn't tell me that my data, my personal info, has been removed. And
yeah,
so that's what I'm calling you about.
Well, you know, here's the deal, and you're really smart. These all-in-one printers, they have a little bit of internal storage because it has mm-hmm. to help with the scanner and the copier and the fax features. As far as being able to get any of your data back, this is after you do the factory reset, is that you can look in the menus and look on the app, and sometimes it'll say, do you want to reprint something or do you want to look at the history? But typically, if you do a factory reset, that should be good enough. And if you want to be really, really safe and if you want to be extra cautious, is that you can just print, like, say, 10 blank pages, right? And so that's
okay.
what the printer will store. You want to scan a couple of blank pages, maybe two or three. You want to copy some blank pages. And so if, in fact, there is anything out there that could be stored on the printer after a factory reset, and if, you know, depending upon what you were using it for, you know, especially if it was HIPAA or confidential, you got your bank accounts, you know, you want to take those extra steps,
mm-hmm.
is that you just go ahead and you start printing a couple of, like I mentioned, just some blank pages so that this way whatever's going to be stored – most recent is going to have nothing on it, and it's going to wipe out anything that you had there. Nancy, thank you so much for playing Brand New or Not True, and thanks again for your call today. It's time now for our digital life hacks tip, and this week is brought to you by Angie. I recently needed to hire a housekeeper for a really big job, and I picked up a few referrals from friends, but I actually had somebody say, no, the house is too big, I don't want to do it, even though she cleans a house that's bigger than this, I don't understand it. Some showed up late, another gal wanted to charge way too much, and it just didn't seem like it was working out. But I used Angie in the past for landscaping with great results, so I pulled up the app to see if they could help. Once again, Angie did a phenomenal job. In just a few taps, let me tell you, I found the perfect housekeeper. The woman who came was prompt, she took the time to get the job right, she charged a fair rate, and Let me tell you, she cleaned the inside of my dishwasher. I've never had anybody clean the inside of my dishwasher. She did the baseboard in the kitchen. She did the outside grill. I was like, wow, this is really something. I love how easy Angie makes it to cross things off your to-do list in just a few taps. You just answer a few questions online or in the Angie app, and Angie handles the rest from start to finish. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee. Covers your project up to the full purchase price. And so whether it's routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to get the job done and get the job done right. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. All right. You may not know this, but you get some free stuff with your cable subscription. You're like, what was that? Yes. You actually have to do a whole bunch of research. So we did all the heavy lifting for you. We found some significant advantages, from technical benefits like better reception to just getting free stuff. Like, for example, you can get cheap or free Wi-Fi from a cable company. It's called the Lifeline Program or the Affordable Connectivity Program. Or you can just turn to your cable TV subscription. Some companies are offering internet service as well as TV streaming service, so you can get that type of deal. Now, some cable providers want to turn your router into a Wi-Fi hotspot for the neighborhood. This way, other customers can get internet service no matter where they're located. So it's kind of like setting up this whole mesh network. That could also be a way that you could save some money. Your cable company may also offer you a huge video on demand library. You may not know this. And I'm talking about movies that you have to pay. You just might have to see where the on demand setup is. Sometimes it's often in the setup menu. And you can also stream music wherever you're located. Again, that's also an advantage of having a cable bill. So in case you're wondering, like, why is my cable bill so high and what am I not using of it? Make sure that you check out this great digital life hacks tip that you're going to find over at commando.com. And when you're there, hit the link that says Kim's Show. All right, still to come this hour, we have a new job scam. Yeah, another job scam that's spreading like crazy we need to tell you about, as well as more of your great phone calls here on the Kim Commando Show. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Home Title Lock. My identity theft program doesn't protect my home, and that's why I trust Home Title Lock to help keep home title thieves away. Visit HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim and you don't know it. That address is HomeTitleLock.com. Tell them Kim sent you. That's HomeTitleLock.com. All right. Of course, you love all things digital. I just want to let you know about, we have a great podcast. It's Kim Commando Today. That would be me today, Monday through Friday, is that you can get a Kim Commando podcast where we talk about all things digital and I take your phone calls. Again, that's Kim Commando Today, wherever you get your podcasts. And actually, you get a special treat on Fridays with Kim Commando Today. And that's when we do Tech Refresh, a podcast. And that's where Ali and Matt, we talk about, well, what's going on the internet, some news, some tips. And there's always a really great funny joke at the end. Well, I think they're funny most of the time. Other people do too. So wherever you get your podcast, just search for Commando and get Kim Commando Today. Back to the phones we go with Edwin in Tampa, Florida. Hello there, Edwin.
Hey, hello. How are you?
I'm great. So happy to hear that you called me today. What's going on and how can I help you out?
Excited to get on. My wife and I love the show. We love all the information you give us, but we need a little help with technology every now and then. I'm looking to get her a camera. And
nice.
I'm a teacher, and one of the tech person at school mentioned mirrorless, and I wrote it down as M-E-R-A-I-L-S, like mirrorless, like a brand, and I'm online trying to find a mirrorless
and
camera.
Like,
and I'm getting
there's no, what is that mirrorless? Where is that?
Did you mean mirrorless? And I'm really like, no. Then I'm looking at my phone and I saw we get the newsletter. I'm like, duh, just.
Yeah. So and it's not, and you know, and it's not Miralax either. Okay. You know, it's not that either. All right. So mirrorless, I have a mirrorless camera myself. Is that if you really like to have, if you really are into photography and you don't really want to carry a big bulky DSLR. Mm-hmm. But you like to have great options and shots, and they work on Wi-Fi, and it's about the size of your hand. Mirrorless is, you know, it's not new. It's been out for about 4 or 5 years, and you can put different lenses on a mirrorless camera as well. And that it's a great alternative. And then the other thing that you can get for your wife is, you remember, like, Remember, like, when DSLRs first came out, as they had like those funky, cords that you put on your camera, and so it'd be mm-hmm. like, you know, like the strap. And so, like Amazon, you can buy some really great straps for mirrorless cameras and also DSLRs. Mm-hmm. What's your budget look like?
Well, we're kind of beginners. Well, we are beginners. So I know I've been pricing some things between like $500-$600, and I've seen some things way higher. And maybe later on, if we get good with it, but like for right now, I just saw $500-$700 kind of seems the range we were looking at.
And what does she want to take photos of?
Well, she likes nature, and like when the car, she does a lot of her phone, she sees clouds, she likes doing stuff like that. So,
you know, let me tell you about two. Let me tell you about two things. One of the things. What kind of phone does she have?
Well, she has an iPhone.
Okay, you might want to do this. Okay, because since she's already carrying her phone, is that I can point you. You know, you can put different lenses on the back of your iPhone, and so you can get a fisheye, wide angle, panoramic. Micro lens, a macro lens, and you can buy a whole set of lenses for like $25. I'm just saying, if that's an option, if that was something that was just a novelty. But if she's really into it, a good mirrorless camera might be, like a Fuji is the one that I have and the one that I selected, might be a little bit out of your budget. In that sense, I want you to take a look at a Panasonic advanced point-and-shoot camera. Really easy to use, like you mentioned, you're beginners. The model number, Edwin, is a DMC LX10, Panasonic Lumix DMC LX10. It's about $500. It's a great point-and-shoot camera. Why don't you look at that, and as well as I'm going to put a link to that, as well as my Fuji camera inside the Commando community. So in case you want to spend some more money, you can find a link to it directly there. Stay right where you are. There's a new job scam I need to tell you about here on the Kim Commando Show. So here's what happens. A recruiter contacts you and says, you're perfect for this job. And you're like, oh, thank you. And they want you to download an app. Yes, that's the big red flag, because it may not necessarily be the app, and it may not necessarily be a recruiter. Just somebody trying to get something on your phone or computer so they can steal all your money. So always be careful. And stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the show coming up on the Westar Multimedia Network. I read the tweets myself. The competition between billionaires, Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos, has taken another turn. I don't know if you saw this, as Musk has taken over Twitter. Bezos sent out a tweet about whether or not Elon Musk can handle China on Twitter, considering Tesla's business in China. Yeah, Jeff Bezos was trolling Elon Musk. You know, I still can't believe that he built this big company, huge company, mega corporation, Jeff Bezos, only to step down as CEO of Amazon. I mean, really, when you think about it, the guy quit when he was in his prime. Get it? Prime? All right, I'm sorry about that. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. It's America's largest show about all things digital, your most trusted source. It's called The Kim Commando Show because I have, after all, Kim Commando. And you can find us on over 425 top stations throughout the U.S., and we're streaming in your favorite radio app. And you can find us streaming as a webcast or as a podcast 24/7 commercial free whenever you want over at getkim.com. Once again, that's getkim.com. And a special thank you goes out to our servicemen and women who are listening to the Kim Commando Show on the American Forces Network Radio. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile unlimited listener line is now open for you at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, that T-Mobile unlimited listener line number is 1-888-825-5254. All right, let's talk about future tech. Five things that you need to know that will give you a glimpse into where all this tech race is headed. And we're going to start with Mark Zuckerberg. Yes, we're not going to talk about his Zuckbucks, not his cryptocurrency. We're going to talk about his metaverse, how he wants us all to just live and work and shop and play inside this virtual world. And of course, and to do it, we need some hardware, right? We're going to be these avatars. Now, right now, you can check it all out and you can log in using these VR headsets. It used to be called Oculus, but now, of course, they changed the name from Facebook, and so they changed the name of everything else. So now they're called the Meta Quest 2. Sounds a lot better than the Meta Quest 1. I guess maybe you only saw like your avatar and no one else's. Now, according to this website called The Information, Meta plans on releasing 4 additional headsets over the next couple of years. See, the technology has to keep growing, right? We still have to get in there, and we have to want to put on this thing on our face to go into the metaverse. But the first one is called the Project Cambia VR headset. Talk about that in just a second. Then we have other Quest headsets. Codenamed Stinson and Cardoff. They're going to come out in 2023 and 2024. They're going to have better specs. But let's get back to this headset that's actually we're going to see. It's coming later this year. It's really big. It's very big. As a matter of fact, people who have seen it are calling it a laptop for your face. It's going to hit the market around September. It's more advanced, more expensive. It's probably going to be about $800 versus the Quest 2 you can pick up for, you know, $300 or less if you see it at Costco. So why double the price? Well, they're hoping that you're going to be working in this virtual world and that it can replace your laptop or whatever you set up that you have to work with. It's not going to be seamless. It's going to run on Meta's Android-based VR operating system. Now, when you see it, it kind of looks a little bit like a Chromebook, okay? It's not going to run Microsoft Office or productivity apps, and it's going to have outward-facing cameras so you can always see what's happening in front of you for augmented reality. Now, the biggest upgrade is this high-resolution image, clear enough to read text. What? Yes, you can read text. This way, when you're in the metaverse and you have your VR headset on, because you're not in the real world, you're in the virtual world, but you can still get your real world text messages and emails from your boss, even though you're in the virtual world. Okay. I don't understand this. I mean, I think it's probably one of the biggest non-starters that we've seen in a while is the metaverse. I mean, why would you want to put on a VR headset and get out of the world that we have, this beautiful world that we have, to go into this pixelated Roblox looking world so that you can meet other people and have fun? And I'm just not really a big fan of that stuff. Number 3, this is interesting to me because now we have new apartments that will monitor residents' health. It's in New York City. And when I read about this, I just wanted to pass it along to you because this is really future tech and it's prime. And it's at York Avenue in the city. It's called the Bristol. The building's 14 stories tall. It has 132 studio apartments. Okay, then why am I bringing this up? It also has artificial intelligence built in. This is so smart. It's called Foresight Predictive Health and a Fall Management System. This AI is wired into every room, and if it's activated, it'll monitor the person who lives in the studio apartment, say a senior living alone who might need some extra attention. And Foresight is built into the bed and the chair, along with various sensors, 3D monitors around each apartment. If something unusual is detected, say maybe the person fell, the AI sends an alert to staffers. I mean, I know you might be saying, like, well, what about privacy? Foresight says they can't identify specific people or even gender. So 4 of the 14 floors are designated special reflections, memory care floors with locks and alarms, and AI that monitors residents who obviously need more specialized care. And as far as Foresight, it's optional, only activated if the residents want to pay an extra fee. Now, we mentioned, I said these were luxury apartments, right? So depending on the amenities, an apartment starts at $13,000 a month. Wow. The nicer studios are over $20,000 a month. But this is now technology that can be probably downsized and available and put on a consumer level. So if you have somebody in your life, somebody in your family that you're worried about them falling, and I mean, this is certainly an option if they live in New York City and they have that kind of money. But I'm certain that we're going to see these sensors come down to our level pretty soon. Number 4, smart screws. Why would you ever think that we would need smart screws? I mean, why would we need an internet-connected smart screw that would send out alerts when it becomes looser? Okay. bridges, cranes, scaffolding, critical infrastructure. Another example, amusement park rides, roller coasters, anything that would really need regular safety inspections. Consider the state of bridges around the country. Many are in disrepair, and they're not being inspected as they should be. We have this new product that's called a smart screw connection. It's made up of a screw and a pre-attached washer. On that washer is a special film that can conduct a change in pressure through electrical resistance. Wow. I mean, did you ever think we'd be talking about this type of stuff? I never did. Anyway, if it does, a radio module built into the screw head sends a wireless signal to the base station that's then relayed to those who need to know. And you don't need batteries. Researchers used a method of energy harvesting that allows the screws to continually generate electricity on its own. I mean, that, you know, it's really something. So a bridge that, you know, always looked a little sketchy, now you can confirm it just has a few loose screws. Oh. Tough crowd today. Our live studio audience is tough. Finally, number five. This is another use of really great technology. Special glasses for your ears. Of course, we all have these smart glasses. We know what they look like. And they have cameras and microphones. And like we talked about with Meta and Facebook, augmented reality, virtual reality. And some are even designed to help the blind, like the Envision glasses that use artificial intelligence to tell the wearers what they're looking at. Well, now comes another version to help those folks with disabilities. They're called VoiceE glasses. That's VoiceE, V-O-I-C-E, in case you want to look it up. These aren't just for your eyes. These are smart glasses designed to help folks with hearing loss. And here's how they work. Using built-in noise cancellation microphones, the glasses pick up what another person is saying. Okay, then it converts it into text that's projected onto a display inside the lens. And get this, it happens in real time. And as far as the tech goes, VoiceE has an Android-based microprocessor. It runs on a lithium polymer battery. It's supposed to last up to 24 hours on a charge. There's a touchpad to adjust settings. And they can also be fitted with prescription lenses. It's over on Indiegogo. And of course, you know, these are always at risk that it's not going to work. But I don't know. I was really reading up about this, and I think they have something. Backing the project is not cheap. It's $540. And they're not going to ship until November of next year. If they try to keep the smart glasses from you, just tell them that you have, I have contacts. There's a lot to cover in this hour. Talk about e-scooters in case you're going to be going on vacation, what you need to know about those. Allie's going to come on board with us this hour and talk about some crypto scams. We're going to also tell about how someone's been snooping on your computer, and later on, some insider secrets about Apple AirTags that you need to know. And, of course, we have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. Once again, is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder, if you ever have a question you'd like to ask me here on the show, on the podcast, you can always just drop me a note. And that's the easiest way to do it, by the way. Head over to komando.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. And by the way, I'm the only one that reads those emails. And so, again, that's komando.com. And then in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. We're going to talk about e-scooter secrets no one tells you about, but how about we start this hour with Rhonda in Boston, Massachusetts. Hello there, Rhonda.
Hi, Kim. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so grateful. You have no idea.
Oh, well, I'm here for you. How can I help you out?
Thanks so much. I've been going through a stalking issue for about 7 or 8 years, hacking. Somebody getting into my home security system to disable it. They get in my car. They put things in my car that were in my home. It's been awful. I've become a shut-in because of it. I go out for things I need only. I get on dating sites. They disable everything. I can't get in anymore. They change passwords on Facebook. I've had like 5 accounts that I have been totally locked out of. They read my email. They read my texts. They've done things. you know, it's been crazy. I mean, I do everything. I'm like a computer tech savvy person. I get all the stuff, but nothing stops.
So who do you think it is?
I have a few ideas, but I'm not sure, and I can't prove it. It's been going on for so long that I'm at the point right now, I mean, I have to, because I live alone, I have something up against my door at night because they might disable my security system to get in. I've had different colored cars following me. I mean, people think I'm crazy, but I sit back and say to myself, this has been going on for this long, and I rethink about different things, and I say to myself, I'm not crazy. This is really happening. I've gone to the police. And
what do they say, Rhonda? What do the police say?
They say to me that it's out of their hands. There's nothing they can do. You know, all I can do is make a report. They keep it on file. Mm-hmm. And it's just to the point now where, I mean, I change passwords, and it makes whoever's doing it very angry because I do like 35 to 40 letters, numbers, and symbols. And it takes a hacker probably 48 hours to hack a password like that.
And how do you know that they've hacked the password?
Because I go back in and I log out. After I log out, I go back in. Sometimes I can't log back in.
Do you think, Rhonda, do you think they're going to hurt you?
They've scratched my car. I've gone out a number of mornings where my trunk has been open and the seatbelts in my car are all crisscrossed.
Okay.
It's like it's just a mind game. It's crazy. You know, I had to get a new car because I kept you get two remotes with a car.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept one in my apartment, and I knew somebody was in my apartment when I wasn't home. And I guess they can clone remotes.
Yeah, it's really easy to do. Yeah, they can. Yeah, and that's why, you know, you want to keep your keys. I know it sounds crazy, but you keep it in like a box with aluminum foil that's lined in that. But let me just address this just for a second, Rhonda.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you know, I feel sad for you because you said you're a shut in, right? And and this has been going on so long, and it really has taken over your life, and you're not able to live a life because you're all consumed with what's been happening.
Right.
And I feel badly for you because there's a whole world out there, and you've been suffering with this, really, truly suffering with this for seven or 8 years, as you said. And, you know, I think you need to talk to somebody who's better than me, somebody who's higher than me, somebody who can really get in there and help you out. And I have some ideas, and I'd like to recommend them to you. So I'm going to put you on hold right now.
Okay.
And let me see, and I want to get some contact information from you, and then I'm going to see what I can do to put together to get you some help. And Rhonda, thank you so much for your call. We have more of the Kim Komando Show coming up. Hey, let me tell you about GoodRx. With prices rising, it's the perfect time to learn how you can save up to 80% on your prescription costs with GoodRx.com/Kim. This is great stuff. I mean, it doesn't cost you anything. You just go to GoodRx.com/Kim. And even if you have insurance, GoodRx may beat your copay. Just check GoodRx.com/Kim. Once again, that's GoodRx.com/Kim. All right, let's talk about e-scooters, because I know that so many of you are going to be traveling over the next few months. And if you get technical about it, those fleets of e-scooters that you see pop up in cities and town, they're actually known as shared mobility devices. So in case you're out with your friends and your family, instead of saying, hey, let's get an e-scooter, you could say, hey, let's get a shared mobility device. People look at you like, whoa, that person is so smart. Here's the deal. It's they're really easy to use. Just insert your credit card, you're right away. But some things you need to know about e-scooters. Number one, you are taking all the legal risks. If you get hit, you take a fall, expect to be injured, and expect to be in need of medical care. About a third of all the falls and spills result in a fracture on an e-scooter. Normally, it's going to be your forearm or your collarbone. Dislocation is really common, as is facial trauma. Half of all serious injuries arrive at the emergency room between, are you ready, the hours, midnight and 6 a.m. Yes, and about a third of people were drinking. Just remember, because you're on vacation, it doesn't mean that you're invincible. All right, it's time now where Allie Seligman, our amazing content queen and crypto gal, joins us here on the Kim Komando Show. And Allie, we're going to talk about two things that are near and dear to my heart, cryptocurrency and scam. That's right, helping people not get scammed. Ever since that guy called the show a couple of weeks ago where he lost $107,000, his entire retirement account, with scams, I've been really like, you know, I think we need to talk more about this with people.
Absolutely. I have one that, yes, that situation was awful, but that $107,000 is going to pale in comparison to this. That's number three on my list, though. First, we are going to start with another scam, Google AdWords scams. So honestly, it seems like Google doesn't really care much about protecting us from scammy ads. Get this. In just a week and a half during April, about $4.3 million was stolen from people just searching for projects on one blockchain called Terra. And most of that was from people who had clicked phishing links. So you do a Google search right there at the top, there's an ad.
Just take that one. Yeah.
Exactly. So if you are looking for anything in the crypto world, don't click the ads. All it takes is a little bit of money to get yourself right there to the top of the search results, and then you can send people wherever you want.
Yeah, and it's not like Google vets any of this, right? I mean, you know, maybe people don't realize that, how easy it is to buy a Google AdWord. You just go on your account, you type in your phrases, what you're willing to pay, bingo, bango, that's it.
Yep, there you go. Easy as that. It's not just crypto, but it is a big money stealer in crypto. So watch out for that. Let's move from Google to Twitter. Number two on my list, stolen Twitter accounts. Okay, this story is so fascinating. A writer named Jacob Stern, he had about 200 followers on Twitter. Okay, but he also had something a lot more valuable, that little blue check mark to say that he was verified.
You know, I've been trying to get verified on Twitter forever. Forever.
Well, they brought it back for a little while, so fingers crossed, right?
All right, okay, I'll try again.
It could make you a target because listen to this. Okay. In just about 24 hours, someone had hacked into his account, locked him out, pumped up the followers from that 200 up to 42,000, and completely revamped the account to look like this really valuable NFT project called Moonbirds. And that little blue check mark made it all look official.
Oh, sure. So, yes.
So all the links took people to a phishing website made just to steal their money. And Jacob's account was one of about 15 verified accounts hacked this way. Moonbirds, by the way, it's this NFT project. It's 10,000 pixelated owls worth, at my last check, about $46,000 each.
Okay, how can that be worth $46,000 each? I mean, really? I mean,
this is the world of NFTs and crypto, Kim.
I still like my favorite crypto story, which you know, is about Jack Dorsey. His first tweet sold for $2.9 million. The guy's thinking, okay, I'm going to cash it out, going to make some money, goes out publicly and says, all right, I paid $2.9 million for this. I think it's going to go for $50 million. I'm going to take $25 million of that because I'm such a nice guy, and I'm going to give it to your favorite charity. So it goes up on the auction block and sold, not sold, because he didn't want to sell it because the highest he got was $280.
Oh, ouch. That hurts
yes,
so bad.
That was bad.
Not a good one.
Okay. Number three is the big dog, huh?
Oh, this is a crazy story. Okay. We've got this 25-year-old woman. Her name is Divya. She lives in Texas. This is early 2021. And she meets this guy on Tinder. His name is Jerry. He says he lives in New York, and he starts bragging to her about all the money he's been making in crypto. Okay. Well, they start talking on WhatsApp. And she tells him about her life. And it turns out her dad was this successful cardiologist, and he was a medical tech investor, and he was killed in 2015. And he left behind a lot of money. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
So once Jerry knew that, he told Divya, hey, you should really start investing in crypto, right? So the month they meet, she wires over first $10,000, $86,000, $100,000, and then $200,000. Jerry tells her.
She met this guy on Tinder?
Yeah. And then they move to WhatsApp, and then she starts transferring over all this money.
All right.
Jerry tells her, you know, I'm investing it for you. Don't worry about it. He's sending the profits right to her Chase account. She's able to take out, you know, she's getting $30,000 a month from the profits.
Wow.
So all is well, right? Okay. Well, then Jerry tells her she should really be putting her money into a crypto brokerage. Conveniently, Jerry has a really good option. It's a fake brokerage that he controls. Divya doesn't know that, though.
Oh, gosh.
So she deposits $6 million.
No way.
This fake brokerage way.
$6 million?
Yes,
from Tinder to WhatsApp?
Yes, she's borrowing this from her mom, who controls the estate that her dad left behind. And the account seems to grow up to $10 million, and so she's feeling good. She's getting out $60,000 to $70,000 a month. All seems well. And then she starts getting bills from this fake brokerage saying that she owes hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes and fees. Then the alarm bells start going off, right? She starts talking to phony customer service. She's asking Jerry, what is going on here? And the answers start getting shadier and shadier. And then she starts reading about crypto scams and realizes what has happened to her. You can see the lawsuit coming here, right? Yes.
Right.
So she has filed a federal suit against Jerry, two other guys she says are his associates, two banks that made the transfers, and two crypto exchanges. She's suing for $8 million. And now, potentially the saddest part of all this, the only way she has to contact Jerry is through WhatsApp. So she
sent him all this money just because she was chatting with or talking to him through WhatsApp?
Yes. Okay, she was on the state brokerage site, but otherwise just WhatsApp.
Okay, so obviously Dad was really smart, okay, because he's a well-known cardiologist. For some reason, she didn't get that off the family tree. I mean, if she was doing this, or unless she was just so incredibly lonely or incredibly not with the program or whatever it was. I mean, $8
million. $8 million. So she sends him this suit through WhatsApp, and he replied, LOL, and then deactivated his account. Yeah. I don't know how they're going to find Jerry. Really, the bottom line here is
they could probably subpoena the records.
Yeah. It's a federal suit. Binance and everyone else involved, they are trying to get it dropped. But yeah.
I mean, then they could get his IP number or his MID number from his phone that could go to a carrier unless he was using a burner phone. How long did this take? How long was this whole process?
Less than a year.
Wow.
Less than a year for this. But he strung her along, set her up with it. Hey, you're getting $30,000 a month. Why don't you get more? You can do so much for your family.
He was probably doing this with a whole bunch of other people at the same time.
It's hard to imagine, yes, that she was the only target.
So that's why she was able to take the $30,000 out, because he was putting money in to make it look like, but he was stealing from other people. You know, it's the classic pyramid scheme.
Yes, exactly. Bottom line here, if anyone tells you, hey, I can make you a boatload of money, just put it in this website, close WhatsApp, close Tinder, close Facebook. They are not in love with you. They're not trying to make you rich. They're just trying to steal your money.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And another pro tip is if a hot girl in a string bikini DMs you about any type of crypto, you want to ignore him. Just ignore him. Okay. It's not going to be anything that you need.
Delete the message. Move on with your life.
Yes. Jerry on WhatsApp. I hope, you know, you'll have to keep us updated on this story, Al. You have to do like a Google alert. And so anytime there's any progress, because I want to be like that person who says, okay, we got the bad guy, you know. So let's see if we can find out who Jerry is. And are we taking odds? Where do you think Jerry is? Where does Jerry live? Where do you think?
I don't think he lives in New York. I'm going to say he lives in some little Eastern European country.
I was going to say yes. I was going to say an Eastern European, some country that ends in a stan, you know,
yes,
something
exactly.
like that. Kakistan or something like that. Or maybe it could be Africa. Could be.
Sure. Sure.
It could. Yeah. It could. But it's most definitely not in New York. Most definitely not.
No.
Oh, poor gal.
Poor Divya.
Family. Yes. Poor Divya. All right, Al. So keep us up to date. Thanks for coming on board with some enlightening news about cryptocurrency. And now let's do a great tip. It's going to be all about how to tell if someone's been snooping on your computer. And this week is brought to you by iDrive. Protecting your most valuable data, photos, videos, and important business documents is just crucial. But before you throw everything up on free storage, remember that you're really paying with your privacy. More often than not, these free services just aim to collect and sell your data to all these third parties. And that's why I trust iDrive's affordable and secure cloud backup. And just don't take my word for it. TechRadar just gave iDrive 4.5 out of 5 stars, talking about iDrive's comprehensive device support and military-grade end-to-end encryption. iDrive can be used to back up all your devices, your PCs, your Macs, your servers, your smartphones, and more. And what's great is they do it all into one account. It's just so easy to use. It's affordable. It includes generous storage. And with automated backups, you never have to worry about not losing access to your important data. It's all going to be there. Plans start less than $7 a month. Use my name, Kim, at checkout. You're going to get 90% off of the first year. That's iDrive.com. Use my name, Kim, iDrive.com, promo code Kim. Do it now while you're thinking about it. Head over to iDrive.com, promo code Kim. All right, so you think someone has been snooping on your computer. Here's how to see exactly what they were doing. The first step is you want to check out what files on your PC that the person actually opened. Well, good for you. Windows has a really simple way to go back to a file or an attachment that you looked at before. What you're going to do is press the Windows key and the E key. You know what that does. Press at the same time, it opens up File Explorer. If you look at the top left menu, you're going to select Quick Access. Yes, voila. There's your list of everything that you've opened along with anyone else who hopped on your computer. You can also open apps and programs like Microsoft Word and Excel, and there you want to look at the list that's marked recent. Another clue, sort files modified by days in File Explorer, and also don't forget to look at your web browser's history. But you really need to know a really simple shortcut to make sure that no one snoops on your PC when you're not around. Easy stuff. You put a password at your login. The next time you're done using your computer, just press Windows and the L key, and then you are prompted for a password to go ahead and get into your computer. All right, still to come this hour, we're going to talk about Apple AirTags, some things you may not know about them. And, of course, we have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Let's see. Angelique in Bakersfield, California. You're up next. Hi there, Angelique.
Hi, Kim. Thank you for taking my call. I really love your show.
Thank you. Thank you. How can I help you out today?
Well, I have an adult son. He has autism, and he's developmentally delayed, but I would like to find some sort of device for him, a tablet or a small computer system that he could play games on and maybe type stories in and have them read back to him, but I don't want him to be able to access any negative websites.
Oh, so we need to have some parental controls on
right,
that.
Right, right.
What's happened in the past?
He's never had a tablet, but just with my TV that I had some blocks on, he didn't even know what he was doing, but he just got into a lot of negative movie sites. So okay. I'm just trying to avoid that and let him have fun.
What age do you think he's at? You said he's 40, but what is his developmental age?
I'd say about 9. Eight or nine, something like that.
All right. Here's what I would recommend. I would get him an Amazon Fire for kids, but get the pro version.
Okay.
And I'll send you a link to this. You don't have to write it down.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Oh, okay.
But it has comes with parental controls, so you can you control what he does and what he can see. He can play games. He can listen to music. He can write a story, as you mentioned. And what's nice about it, too, is that if it breaks within 2 years, is that you get a replacement, which is pretty nice. You know, at certain times you can find them really cheap, meaning like 50% off because Amazon wants to push out these products and so to get them in more people's hands. So normally it's about $70. And if it's like $149 or something like that, there's an app called Camel 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 that will tell you when things on Amazon actually go on sale. But I'll post a link to it over at Inside Komando Community in the Tech Q&A forums. But this Fire HD 8, the Kids Pro, number 8 is one. That's the 8-inch HD display. It's really fabulous. I mean, it has 32 gigs of RAM, and I think it's going to be something that you can give him, he can use, and you're not going to have to worry about him, which is most important. Back to the phones we go with Jim in South Bend, Indiana. Hi there, Jim.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. What's going on? I wanted to squeeze you in here, so let's talk fast.
Well, I have taken a new job, and one of the requirements for this job is that I have my computer is encrypted because I'm dealing with the public, and I'm going to be getting some sensitive information from them, and I'm supposed to keep things encrypted, and I don't know how to do that. I mean, I did hear that I could buy Windows 11, and that has an automatic encryption feature. Is that true?
Yes, but it depends upon which level of encryption that you are looking for. There is a free option that you might want to look at. Yes, it's called GNU Privacy Guard for Windows. And this is the program that we use whenever we have to send data out encrypted to a third party.
Uh-huh.
Is that this is what our IT geniuses here at the Kim Komando Show use. So I feel pretty confident in telling you, like, wow, this is going to be great for you.
Okay.
And I'm going to send a link over to you, but it's at gbg4win.org, which nobody can ever recommend or nobody could ever write down that fast. I get it. So I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to go ahead and give you that link on hold. And then for everybody else, I'll post some information over at komando.com/community in the Q&A forum so you can check it out. Stay right where you are. We have more of the show coming right up. Andrew, welcome to the Kim Komando Show. What's going on?
Thank you. Good evening. So, I'm in the market for a new laptop. And, for years, my dad and I would listen to talk radio, and he would cut in and do a small segment. And so I thought of you suggestions. Yeah.
So what do you want the laptop to do?
No, it's going to be a basic at-home use computer, checking email, browsing
perfect.
The web,
okay,
small
good,
letters.
Good stuff. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this live together on the air, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is that on komando.com, which is my website, we have something called a laptop quiz. And so you and I are going to take the quiz together. Okay. And then at the end, we recommend the laptop for you. So if you want to take it again, you just go to komando.com/laptop-quiz, or you can just go Google search komando.com laptop quiz. So we're going to do it together. Okay. So the first question in our quiz is, what's your budget? Is it under $350, up to $650, up to $1,000, or you are going crazy over $1,000?
Up to $650.
Okay, we're going to select that. Okay, now, next question. Do you have an OS preference? Do you want Windows, Chrome, or anything will do?
Looking for Windows.
Okay, now you notice there was no Apple choice because those laptops started at 1,000. So we're going to select Windows.
Right.
And now it says, next question that we ask you in the Komando.com laptop quiz. What will you be using the laptop for? Email, streaming, general work, or school?
Okay, email and general work.
Okay, well, emails, are you going to be streaming a lot?
No.
Okay, so we're going to take general work. Okay.
Okay.
Now, do you want to use external monitors with this laptop? Do you want to use two, one, or none?
I would like to use one.
Okay, one, we'll take that. Do you need the 10 key built in? That's the number. All the numbers off to the right on the keyboard. Do you need that?
I prefer it.
Okay, we're going to say yes to. I like it too. I do like it too. All right. So now it says, let's see what our laptop finder quiz says. Here you go. An Acer Aspire, 15.6 inch. You don't have to write it down. I'm going to send you the link to this. And it has an Intel Core i5 grid processor, quad-core processor, 8 gigs of RAM. Let's see, SSD, so it's fast. It's going to be light, 256 gigs. And it's steel gray, and it's $526.66 and has an 8-hour battery life. So,
all right.
Now, you went through our official laptop finder quiz, and we picked out the perfect laptop for you. And so what I'm going to do is post a link to it over at komando.com inside the community. Or if you want to take the laptop finder quiz, you can do that too. Just head over to komando.com and search for laptop finder quiz. And it really walks you through all the steps that you need. And then we will pick the perfect laptop for you. Andrew, say hello to your dad for me. And thanks for listening.